morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to another edition of Monday Night America. I'm your host, Roger Noriega. Man, oh man. I want to give a shout-out to Robert Summers Potterton III for his composition of our opening theme. You can find his website at www.rsp3.com. If you're interested in any advertising opportunities, contact us at roger@ndbmedia.net. That's no D, R-O-G-E-R, at ndbmedia.net. What a difference a week makes. What a difference a few days make. What is happening in America? It's what is always happening in America. It happens every few years, every few decades, every few centuries. Hate boils over, boils through. It makes contact. It burns. It destroys. It maims. We've been here before. Most assuredly, we'll be here again. And that's not to dismiss what is happening today. What is happening today is very real. And I do so respectfully and smartly. There are a lot of people out there. What is going on? And I applaud them. I admire them. I have been there, but I am not there today. Amongst them, there are fools, criminals, evil, evil people. They're taking advantage of the situation. They should be photographed. They should be put on video. Their names should be plastered. You have the right to demonstrate. Not only do you have the right, but you have the obligation. But to those that wish to cause anarchy and destruction just for the sake of anarchy and destruction, for just destruction, we need to know who you are. And I know those that are demonstrating right now are not listening to me at the moment because they're doing what needs to be done. And I support them. I support those that are demonstrating. I've done it many times. Today I'm not. I'm older. Demonstrations often are for the young. The old do come out as well. And though I may not be there today, I fully support what is happening. And I am distracted because we have breaking news coming in from NPR. Louisville police chief has been fired after black man is shot to death. Not familiar with this event in Louisville. We all know what has happened in Minnesota. In the last 8 days. This is from NPR. Louisville, Kentucky resident David McAtee was shot and killed during a police response to a curfew violation early Monday. Both police and National Guard members were on the scene and fired shots. The incident has led to the firing of the police chief. State and local leaders called for the release of police body cam footage, but Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher announced Monday that officers on the scene had not activated their body cameras. Fisher also said that Louisville Police Chief Steve Conrad was relieved of command in the wake of the shooting. Conrad was already due to retire amid criticism related to the controversy surrounding the death of Breonna Taylor in March. Member station WFPL, this is from NPR, the incident that resulted in McAtee's death took place at a gas station in Louisville's predominantly black West End. McAtee, who was black, operated a barbecue business nearby. No protests were taking place there, but the National Guard and Louisville police were called in to respond to a large gathering and enforce the city's 9 p.m. curfew. Before being relieved of his post, Conrad said that the police and National Guard were shot at first and that the shots that killed McAtee were fired in response. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear tweeted in a statement that the Louisville Metro Police Department and the Kentucky National Guard returned fire, resulting in a death. The incident is now under investigation by local and state authorities. According to a report from Louisville's Courier-Journal, according to the mayor, the two Louisville police officers who fired their weapons in the altercation have been put on administrative leave pending the investigation. For additional details, head over to NPR for this. And yet it continues. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a horrific, horrific event that took place on video. I've seen the video, as many of you have. It's a 9-minute, 13-second video. I was under the impression that when you've beaten whoever it is, or you subdued them, and you have them under control as the police did, when they call for help, the human being in you is supposed to take over. It didn't happen. I'm not going to give you any other commentary other than it's clear what happened. I withheld my judgment on Saturday because I felt I had not seen everything, and I suppose I just didn't want to pile on, and I don't think I'm piling on now. I am asking smart people to do what is right. The systemic hatred is just unbelievable. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it is not only people of color, it is people who are of lesser means. I've seen it all. And it is something that I would hope it would end. And I'm not taking the sides of anyone. I apologize. I am not taking the side of whether it was right or wrong. The events speak for themselves. I do not want to pile on. There are other people that are out there on the front line leading the fight. The rest of us, if we believe in what is right, shouldn't sit down. We should support them in every which way. If you feel it's wrong, there's much more that needs to be done. The video is there for itself. We've had the habit of analyzing things to death here, and we're not going to do that. Definitely not. I can't. Zombie One is in the chat room. Far be it for me to overanalyze things. But I suppose we're going to have an open mic tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I had other stuff planned, but we're just flat out overwhelmed by the events that are taking place right now in America. I cannot be that voice of calm or reason. I am no one to take any such, but I will use my tiny little pulpit. Not to, what is the word? Not to foment hatred. Never. That's not what we do here. I think it's enough for us to do a joke night. I did not call anyone to do so. It's terrible what is going on. I went out to do some stuff, and I realized everything closed at 5 p.m. today. This is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. And when you look at the videos as to what's going on, this is worldwide. There are demonstrations in Europe. There are demonstrations in Africa. are demonstrations throughout the entire United States. And these are people that are lawfully demonstrating. There are a select few, and that's why, in my naivete, however, the people that are causing this havoc need to be put on YouTube. In 2017, people that were carrying those tiki torches, those fools, yes, yes, you have the right to demonstrate, but when people realized that they were caught on video, things changed. I'm not saying the court of public opinion is saying, hey, you know that these people live for this. They rush into every little town where they can cause the most damage they can. And it's really sad because these people are hurting the people that live there, because the people that live there aren't the ones that are doing the damage. Well, at least at first, because then people who do live there tend to take advantage. But that's neither here nor there. And I don't want to be morbid all night. I just do not. You look at the news if you want it. I was impressed when I saw in Santa Monica this morning, there were videos on the news of the community out and about. They were cleaning up. These were people that were not of means, and these were people that were of means, and they were cleaning their community. You had students scraping off paint off the windows, plexiglass. Wow. You had adults picking up glass from the street, from the little, I'm not sure what they're called, but the little parkways in between the sidewalk and the street. Wow. The day after it happened. I'm out here way in the eastern corner of Pomona, California. Zombie, if you'd let us know where you are, that'd be kind of cool. Any comment you want to go ahead, by all means, we'll read it on air. If you want to call in, the number is 914-338-0314. I'm going to try to cover some of the stuff that I prepped for tonight, but it's really difficult. It's a bit, I don't know. And, yeah, I mean, look, where do we go? COVID-19, America passed 100,000. They're at about 104,000. Wow. I am at home because I have no other option. Oh, San Diego. Thanks, Zombie. Rides there, too. Usually the segment only in America is the sarcasm that comes from the Week magazine. It's really good stuff. But this is the week for June 5th. Only in America, health officials in Franklin County, Ohio, have withdrawn a set of face mask guidelines warning, quote, communities of color to avoid gang symbolism. Only in America, folks. The guidelines advise racial minorities to avoid masks with skull prints and said that tying bandanas or scarves around the head can indicate unsavory behavior. Wow. Officials said they could see how the guidelines came across as offensive. Yeah, I'm an old guy, and hell, even I saw that. I could figure it out. Only in America. A Michigan State University professor is asking students to consider whether they are displaying unconscious bias in their visual backgrounds while video conferencing. Professor Amy Bonomi says that even a male-female wedding photo unintentionally reinforces the idea that marriage is most fitting between opposite sexes, and that people should be mindful of who is being excluded and excluded by their decor. Wow. It was a good week for revelations. After Will Carroll, drummer from thrash metal band Death Angel, survived COVID-19 and reported that he had visited hell while in a 12-day medically induced coma. Hey, dude, you didn't come over to my house, but yet you say you went to hell. I don't think Satan's quite as cool as I used to, Carroll said. It was a good week for conformity. After Elon Musk and Grimes bowed to California's prohibition on using numbers and names, changing the name of their newborn son from, well, you know what it was. Roman numerals, shrugged Grimes on Twitter. Looks better, TBH, which is to be honest. And it was also another good week for concert goers who may soon be able to enjoy live music again. Well, that was prior to what's going on now. in the high-tech confines of an antiviral protective suit called the Microshell. And, of course, its LA-based engineers say the fun-to-wear Microshell has an onboard air filtration system, as well as light speakers and snap-on canisters for vaping and drinking. Hey, there you go! And this is, oh my goodness, it was a bad week for hyperbole. Yeah, look at what's going on. After feminist author Katha Pullitt, writing about sexual assault allegations against Joe Biden, said that she would vote for Biden over Donald Trump, even if he boiled babies and ate them. Wow. It was a bad week for Dear Leader's Mystique. Official state newspaper debunked the myth that Kim Jong-un is a master of Kichibayop, an ancient method of teleportation. Quote, in realistic terms, said Rodong Simun in an editorial, a person cannot suddenly disappear and reappear by folding space. Hey, Robotech! They folded space? That's how they got around. Oh, come on. Illiterate. Uneducated. Robotech, that's what they folded space. It was a bad week for cultural appropriation after a Wyoming-based Etsy vendor designed a face mask with Yiddish characters that she thought said NYC strong, but the mask actually read NYC crotch. Nonetheless, the designer said, I was stunned by the demand. Well, yeah, I could easily see why. Congratulations to SpaceX. Wow, you guys saw it live on Saturday, or if you didn't, you caught it on video later. I had told everyone on Wednesday, I believe it was, when I was at work, guys, this is going to happen. And, of course, it was scrubbed within the last 10 minutes. And then they got it done. Yes, I know it's dangerous. Yes, I know. But, guys, I'm sorry. I'm a sucker for this. We did it. Yes, it's a private company, but we did each and every time we get up there. It is a great thing. Elon Musk. Love them or hate them, dislike them or not, they did it, and congratulations. I can't wait for Boeing to take a shot at it. They're a bit behind, but SpaceX has done what they needed to do. Congratulations to them, and welcome back, America. 9 years of not launching astronauts into space. Kind of missed it. So does that mean that our boys and girls that were flying from the Baikonur Cosmodrome, since they were flying up in the Soyuz, were they cosmonauts? Because they were going up that way. I forget what the Chinese refer to their astronauts as. I forget. Zombie? Maybe you could do me a solid and look that one up. I forget what they call them. I really do. Earthonauts? I don't know. But, of course, you also heard that actress Lori Loughlin and her husband, fashion designer Massimo Giannulli, dropped their claim of innocence last week and pleaded guilty to scamming their two daughters' way into the University of Southern California. The Full House star, who's 55, agreed to serve 2 months in prison and pay $150,000, while Giannulli, who's 56, agreed to 5 months in prison and a $250,000 fine. After a year of denying their guilt in the nationwide admission scheme that had charges against 53 people, the couple admitted to paying fraudster William Singer $500,000 to pass their daughters off as rowing recruits. Look, nothing personal. Being a tax preparation is good. If you're going to say that you're a rower, make it look like you are. Do something. Buy GTA 5. I know there's no rowing. Wait a minute. Is there rowing in GTA 5? Is there? I forget. I know there's jet skis. I know there's regular boats. Is there rowing? I don't think there is. Oh, anyway, you can row at Disneyland. The point is, if you're going to try to pass them off as rowing people, you would think that maybe they would have tried, but they didn't. That's how. So anyway, U.S. District Judge Nathaniel Gorton did not immediately accept the plea deal, saying he wanted to review detailed reports on the case from probation officers. Wow. Hey, Matt, way to go. Matt Lauer attacked the hashtag MeToo investigative juggernaut Ronan Farrow last week for manipulative and shoddy reporting. This is Matt Lauer. alleging Lauer committed a rape. Yeah, Lauer, I mean, dude, this is like the Supreme Court making a decision on something that the Supreme Court would do. So anyway, in a 4,800-word diatribe on Lauer, the former Today host, who was fired in 2017, said Farrow betrayed the truth in his book Catch and Kill, which broke the accusation that Lauer raped a former NBC colleague at the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi. That's in Russia, tovarish. Lauer says the sexual encounter and a month-long affair that followed were entirely consensual. Yes, I'm sure they were, Mr. Lauer. And you know what? Your wife didn't think so. The Pulitzer Prize, hey, look, physical affairs, not one. Mental, hell. Every time I go to Carl's Jr. and the young lady taking my order, and she says, thank you. Man, I've already lived a life. By the time I get my food, man, it's done. And then I check my receipt, and she gives me a senior discount. Oh, come on! Anyway. Emotional cheating all the time. You guys know I'm kidding. Well, maybe not. But, the Pulitzer Prize-winning Farrow, who helped launch Me Too with reporting on Harvey Weinstein, was also critiqued in a New York Times column that argued his, quote, resistance journalism sometimes failed to conform or to confirm claims of truth. Or at least against his target. Lauer was spotted last week with a new arm tattoo that reads, hatred corrodes and container it's carried in. Oh, okay. Also in the news, an unnamed NFL player sued United Airlines last week, alleging that he was sexually assaulted by a woman passenger on a February 10th red-eye flight. The man and another plaintiff, both African-American, were seated next to each other when a middle-aged white woman in the same aisle allegedly made unwanted sexual advances to both of them. After the woman pulled off the player's mask and grabbed his genitals, he jumped up and complained. The woman's seat was moved, and the men got $150 vouchers. Wow. So now we know the going rate. That's what the going rate is. I know. That's bad. It must be true because I read it in the tabloids. A man dressed as a medieval knight and carrying a 3-foot-long sword created some concern in a park in the UK, bringing police armed with guns. I thought the bobbies didn't carry guns. London Thomas, 20, was confronted by police in Cardiff while he was confronted by bobbies in Cardiff and ordered to put the weapon down. Before he explained that he was simply trying out a costume he uses for his hobby of fantasy role-playing. Wow, hey, at least it wasn't some BDSM, pal. That would have been funnier. But, hey, I'm sure you were compensating with a very large sword. Hey, I have Mace Windu's sword. Let it go. You judge me as you so see fit. That's purple. Actually, where is it? Oh, is it right here? Oh, don't tell me it's inside. Oh, it's in my room. Oh, it's in my bedroom. Go figure. Is it really? Damn it. Hold on a minute. I know. I'm being foolish. I'm reaching out. Where's my lightsaber? Aw. But I have my Aragorn sword. I know. I actually stepped away looking for it. I have my Darth Vader lightsaber here, which was given to me. But it's out of batteries. I know. Yeah, way to go, Dark Lord of the Sith. But whatever. Excuse me. Thomas apologized for a lapse in judgment, conceding, perhaps it was a little stupid of me to bring the sword, as from a distance it does look realistic. He added, life is a lot more fun when you don't care how weird you are. Indeed, I have a Mace Windu lightsaber and a Darth Vader one. A 90-year-old Japanese woman has developed an online following for her skill at playing video games. Man, I need the auto-aim for GTA 5. I know, it's the second time I mentioned GTA. When I'm really feeling it or not, depends on how you consider it, I do play GTA 5. And I don't know, Zombie, if you have or anyone else is listening, but I find kill zones. And I just cause random violence in a game. It's kind of fun. It's therapeutic. So, a 90-year-old Japanese woman has developed an online following for her skill of playing video games. Oh, but I need the auto aim because I'm too slow. My reactions are just not there, so I cannot just aim at them and, you know, do the deed. Talking about shooting and killing someone. On a video game. GTA 5. Oh, that's going to be taken out of context. It looked so much fun, she said, adding it wasn't fair if only children got to play. Today, 150,000 YouTube followers log in to watch her play her favorite games. Oh, my God! The violent Grand Theft Auto 5, where a carjacker kills people with an assortment of weapons. I didn't know that this... I thought she was playing Nintendo. Quote, I am truly enjoying my life. It's rosy. Wow. I am 39 years behind the young lady. So hopefully I'm able to play at that time. I hope GTA 6 will come out by then. A Maryland restaurateur is employing a novel method to keep customers 6 feet apart. Shauna Harmon purchased 10 bumper tables, platforms with wheels attached and surrounded by an inflated inner tube. The tube allows The tube allows a single occupant to move about the restaurant's 3,000-square-foot parking lot while staying 6 feet from other guests. If you come in to get a pound of shrimp and a beer, you can stand in one of these and walk around, Harmon said. The customer responses, is extremely strong. I am glad. I am indeed. I should find the joke of the day, but I don't know. Again, a lot of stuff going on. I'm glad I was able to change the tenor of it, but here we go. Wit and wisdom. Nostalgia is memory minus complexity. Happiness in the world when it comes incidentally. Make it the object of pursuit, and it leads us on a wild goose chase and is never attained. Follow some other object, and very possibly we may find we have caught happiness without dreaming of it. Ooh, wow, that was heavy. Never stand up when you can sit down, and never sit down when you can lie down. Winston Churchill quoted in the Daily Telegraph. I like that one. The world is always ending somewhere. It just depends on whether it falls in your line of vision or not. Novelist Akwi Amezi quoted in the Millions.com. Martyrdom has always been a proof of the intensity, never of the correctness of a belief. Ooh, author and dramatist Arthur Schnitzler quoted in the Associated Press. Wow. There is no way to stand firm on both feet and escape trouble. Homer quoted in fourcolumns.org. Everyone is entitled to my opinion. Oh, newscaster David Brinkley once was quoted by the St. Louis Dispatch. Wow. That was cool. That I did like those. Hope you guys got a little bit on that one as well. So, a lot of that stuff is from the week, of course. Let's take a look at what's coming on this week in television. We're getting some streaming tips. Here we go. Let's take a look at this. Classic sci-fi theory series and where to find them. Firefly is on Hulu. The X-Files, also on Hulu. Oh, Battlestar Galactica. Is this the original one? Oh, it is. Okay. Which one is it? Well, it's on Amazon Prime. All right, let's pull up Amazon Prime and see which one it is. I have all the DVDs to Battlestar Galactica, but I'm so lazy to put them in my machine. I'm very lazy to put them in my machine. Okay, hold on. Where is the video for Amazon Prime? I've never done this on my computer. Ho-ho! Let's do this. Movies, music, and games. Okay, movies and TV. But is this to buy stuff? Yes, it is. Let's go to Prime Video. Oh, okay, you just click on Prime Video. That was easy. Okay, let's see. Which Battlestar Galactica is available for streaming? Battlestar Galactica. Okay, the miniseries is not available for streaming, nor is season one of the original. So, with streaming, when? Oh, is there a date when it's going to start streaming? I'm Prime. Okay, let me click on season one. Am I able to watch this one? No. I'm unable to. I am disappointed. Zombie, are you disappointed? I mean, it's only Battlestar Galactica. The Outer Limits. That's also on Hulu. Star Trek. That's on Netflix. And Hulu. And Amazon. And I think the only one that's not on is Disney. But Star Trek is everywhere. They're also on CBS All Access. So they're recommending the show of the week is Shirley. It's going to be Friday, June 5th on Hulu. Go figure. Why am I not able to see Battlestar Galactica? Oh, wait a minute. Am I in my business account? Uh-oh. Oh, no. It's the regular account. Recently viewed today. Battlestar Galactica. Yes, I know this. All right. Well, we'll see. Maybe I got it wrong. It used to be on Hulu. Let me log into Hulu. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to brag. Yes, go Hulu. Rogelio, that's me. Introducing Hulu Watch Party. Yeah, it's okay. Don't want to do that. Okay, let me see. Oh, they changed the way it looks. At least on the computer. Because on my phone, it's a little bit different. Battlestar Galactica. I don't know why I'm on Battlestar Galactica. Oh, have you seen Battleship? I finally saw Battleship. My sister was after me to watch it. Finally saw it. I had seen a lot of the previews, unfortunately, and moments on YouTube. I really enjoyed it. It's good stuff. I don't want to. It was actually all right. I'd wanted to see the movie for a while. My sister lent me her DVD. I didn't see it. I bought the damn movie on Vudu, and now I have it, and it's really good stuff. You're going to die today. I'm going to die today. We're all going to die today. Oh, no. We're all going to. You're going to die. I'm going to die. Everyone's going to die, but not today. And that's in Battleship or something like that. But I bastardized one. My daughter and I were watching news earlier, and it's, as I mentioned, it's rather depressing. But I was trying to think of the movie that was apropos, and it's The Siege. Ladies and gentlemen, if you really want to check something out, The Siege. It's What's Your Time? Denzel Washington. How do you spell Siege? I before E except after. Yeah, there it is, Siege. It's 1998. Denzel Washington and the young lady who's opposite, what's his face, the American president. Ooh, I cannot remember her name. She's really cool, though. She was dating Bullworth. He plays the character Bullworth. How you know, man? I don't remember. Oh, cool, Zombie. I appreciate that. Yeah, Battleship is. I gotta admit, I regret not having seen it. I knew I wanted to see it, but I'm glad I did. He also played Dick Tracy, and she's in the movie opposite him. But anyway, The Siege, it's a serious movie. There are some overtones. And this was in 1998, obviously before 9/11. So our opinion of the movie, I'm sure, is affected and changed by it. But it is still worth time. If anyone wants to see that movie, I would love to know their opinions. Check it out. Come back and talk with us next week, especially with what is going on right now in the world. I humbly recommend you watch that movie. Oh my goodness, I heard that the other opportunity, I'm sorry, the other rover, I think Spirit is the one that's done, and Opportunity is the one that was still up there, but I think Opportunity is done now as well. Let me see. Opportunity. Rover. I believe Spirit is the one. Yeah, this dates back to February 13, 2019. Mars Rover Opportunity concludes a 15-year mission. It is amazing that those rovers ran for as long as they did. They were set to run for 90 days. And that's like a 15 years out of opportunity. Spirit went in 2010. Oh, I think it was 7 years in. And then now, of course, Curiosity is on the surface. I know Phoenix. Is Phoenix the one that didn't work? It was one that was supposed to go up into the polar ice cap. And that one was all set to run for 90 days, and I don't think that one did work. It was also one that was supposed to have a microphone on it to hear what Mars was like. Yeah, wow. The Phoenix mission to Mars. Oh, okay. I apologize. Actually, the Phoenix Mars lander did. So it was there for 90 souls. So this is off NASA.gov, the Phoenix Mars lander. The Phoenix mission has officially ended. Its last signal was received on the 2nd of November, 2008. I know, I'm going way back. The Phoenix Mars lander is designed to study the surface and near-surface environment of a landing site in the high northern area of Mars. The primary science objectives for Phoenix are to determine polar climate and weather, interaction with the surface and composition of the lower atmosphere around 70 degrees north for at least 90 sols, determine the atmosphere, yeah, blah, blah, blah. So, all right. Wow, 2008 was a crazy time. We had two rovers, we had Phoenix, and I know we landed another one recently. Actually, I think it's still operating right now, but something's wrong with its drill. It's the latest or most recent lander on Mars. It's the InSight mission? I know, as I mentioned, Curiosity is still on that. Okay. InSight. It's NASA's most recent Mars lander since Phoenix, which ended its mission in 2008. Moments after landing, InSight relayed its first image back to Earth, one of the hopefully many more to come, of course. Yes, that was... Yeah. I know they're having problems with the drill, and they were going to try to see what they could do to get it to work, but I don't know. It wasn't doing very much. Good evening, Daily News. I believe I pronounced that correctly. Maybe, maybe not. Let us know where you are in the United States. Zombies in San Diego, where there's rioting. I'm in Pomona, where there's no rioting. Not that I want any. But I'm east of all that malarkey. No, I'm not. I'm not of that culture. I'm more busk than anything. Hey, I covered my mic with the magazine. I'm about 30 miles east of downtown Los Angeles. And depending on where Zombie is in San Diego, he's about 90 miles south of me. So straight shot down the 15, more or less. I'm over by the LA County Fairgrounds. So we have an open mic tonight, guys. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world. If you guys want to just call in, 914-338-0314. You guys want to talk about anything, by all means. The Week is a pretty cool magazine. I like reading that one because it's got stuff from around the world. It is that desire to pick up articles from all over the place, which is really kind of cool. Well, I guess not. That one didn't work. Yahoo News is giving me an article, which is not breaking news, but the D.C. bishop is outraged by denouncing Trump's church visit after police gear protests with tear gas. The bishop of the Episcopal Diocese of Washington condemned President Donald Trump on Monday for his visit to St. John's Episcopal Church for the White House, or near the White House, after law enforcement officers used tear gas to clear protesters from the area. Yeah, I'm not one to comment on that. I'm not smart enough. And right now, there are younger people that are doing a smarter and braver fight than I. One of the main articles in the week is about the U.S. coronavirus deaths hit 100,000. To give you an idea, they give you, which is why I say it's really cool, they give you a description of what's going on, and then they have the editorials. They have the Houston Chronicle, the Wall Street Journal, and then the columnists are the New York Times, Washington Post, the Atlantic. I like it. It gives several options. I'm not a shill for them, but I do like them, and I like it good. Now, China moves to quash Hong Kong freedoms. It's done. Our Secretary of State is, and I use this term loosely, telling the truth, because going on in Hong Kong. They're not free anymore. They were supposed to, by treaty, for 50 years, be able to govern themselves, and they can't anymore. So it is what it is. Should churches be allowed to reopen? Well, I'm glad that the Supreme Court ruled yay or nay. Right or wrong, it doesn't matter. It's done. Hey, it is what it is. There's nothing else that you can really do with it. I believe I'm a God-fearing man. I attend church services. But I also know that if I pray on my own, it counts. If I pray with my family, it counts. In church, I can still watch it on television. It's crazy. I can get daily versions of it on the radio. I can attend services. I don't understand what the deal is. But whatever. It is what it is. Roberts, I believe, for them to realize. I recommend you read it. I agree with the ruling. Not that I am legal. That guy's real cool on YouTube. Check him out. He really knows what's going on. All right, folks, we're down to a few seconds. We're going to be ending today's program. I want to thank you for joining us. We are going to go at the 45-minute mark. We're down to about 30 seconds. So I want to thank everyone for joining us, both live and in the archive. We will be on next week. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry if I failed you guys today because things are just bad right now. But I hope I changed the tenor of it enough and hopefully got something out of it. We'll see you guys on the other side. I'm on next week. And we'll see. Of course, catch Sports Talk with the guys on Saturday. See you guys. Peace.